This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. A North Texas postal worker has died because he was delivering mail in a dangerous heat, high heat index. And this weather is unfortunately going to take its toll, and we're going to lose people over the next few days, possibly weeks. North Texas postal worker Eugene Gates Jr. was 66 years old when he died on June 20th after collapsing while he was delivering mail. This is according to multiple reports. Now the USPS is going to start to shift the routes a little earlier so they could hopefully utilize the cooler temperatures of the earlier morning. So postal workers sent a flyer and alerts informed them that their shifts would be moved to start at 7:30 in the morning. Now, what was the heat index that day? It reached 115 degrees Fahrenheit. This was the highest recorded temperature in the Dallas-Fort Worth area since 1980. A homeowner apparently ran out to perform CPR when they saw that the postal worker lost consciousness. Sadly, he was pronounced dead at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital. Cause of death has not yet to be determined by the medical examiner. Now, I know some people looking at this said, well, he might have had a heart attack. He might have. The heat could have, yes, contributed to another cause of death. But just as we see in the winter, with people plowing their streets and driveways and sidewalks, and then they sustain a heart attack, it didn't help. The cold didn't help, just like the heat doesn't help. And unfortunately, if you don't know what medical conditions you have, the heat can be a deadly combination for whatever you can have. Gates was a veteran. He served in the U.S. Army. He traded one uniform for another and then did civil service with USPS. He was a member of the Lone Star Branch 132 in the National Association of Letter Carriers. 36 years of delivering mail. I have a place in my heart for postal workers because my grandfather was one. He was pretty poor. He tried to feed his family by basically, interesting, my grandfather played football. He had to drop out of college when his, I think he played football for Case Western. And when his father died, he had to support the family. So he had to support the family. He wanted his younger brothers to be able to still go through school. So he had the opportunity on a football scholarship. They were poor, but he had an opportunity to go to college, get a degree. Couldn't because he had to support, take care of his mom and the other kids. So we did, but they had a rough time. And I, one of my favorite pictures of my grandfather was him on a bicycle. And that's how he would do ice cream. So he would sell ice cream. He had a bicycle, and he would ride around in the 40s and 50s and give kids ice cream. And that's, he used that money to support the family. They had chickens. They did what they could. And then fortunately, his football sadly had caused him to be pretty disabled. That was the leatherhead days when you didn't really have helmets and protection. And so he suffered from severe gouty arthritis. But he got a job in the postal, in the post office. And so he was able to support his family based on the postal service giving him a job. Very grateful for that. And he worked there until he couldn't anymore, until he was sick, and then he later died. congestive heart failure from all the anti-inflammatories he was taking to manage the gouty arthritis and the pain that he had gotten from his football injuries and from later developing gout. So God bless our postal workers out there. It's not easy, especially having cars with no air conditioning. So the heat index basically measures how hot your body feels when it takes into account humidity and outside temperature. When it gets too hot outside, you start to sweat. There's a cooling effect. Perspiration starts to evaporate, but as the humidity increases, it takes longer for the sweat to evaporate. People feel warmer, interestingly. Even though you could lose body heat with wet, like in a body of water. So heat exhaustion could set in when you lose too much salt and water and you lose your electrolytes. You could start getting muscle aches, body cramps, elevated heart rate, nausea, vomiting, headache, weakness, dizziness. You might be thirsty, but when you look at your family members with heat illness or heat exhaustion, they may not be telling you they're thirsty. So these kids, these older individuals, pets, you got to be on the lookout for them. And so we've reviewed heat illness. Heat cramps will start first when you lose your fluids and salts due to excessive sweating and dehydration. Heat exhaustion then sets in where you get clammy, pale, cramps, dizziness, weakness. You got to bring that person indoors, cool them down. If they're able to sit up and drink, let them drink some water, apply cool and wet cloths to the underarm, groin area, elevate the feet, have them lie down. But if they are still outside and they don't get taken care of, they could go to heat stroke. And heat stroke can be fatal. If at all you're suspecting heat stroke, call 911. And if they're unconscious, don't try to give them water. Don't try to give them Tylenol or Motrin to lower their body temperature. Don't be doing that. Just bring them in. Call 911. Well, call 911 first. Bring them in. Try to make sure you could maintain their airway in case they do start to seize or have difficulty breathing. If you don't know what to do, the 911 operator will walk you through it. Try to keep them cool. And please don't forget about your pets or mother-in-laws or young kids or babies. It's going to be a hot one. This massive heat is there's a extreme excessive heat warning that is being given to much of the southern United States and the Southwest alone. We're going to reach over 100 degrees in California, Arizona, Nevada. Excessive heat warnings occur within 12 hours of the onset of extremely dangerous heat conditions. Heat index is your air temperature and humidity. So be safe out there. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, our producer. So, giving you guys the latest, President Biden is going to be speaking out soon and responding on the Supreme Court decision on student loan debt. And apparently he has a plan. He's, I guess, speaking with top advisors today. I'm not sure why he waited to today. I mean, we kind of knew this was coming around the pike. So you would think he would have two speeches. One for, you see what we promised, it came through. Or, all right, we are going to now take the advice of SCOTUS, go to Congress, and ask Congress to relieve student loan debt. That you would think that would already be, you know, pre-written, that we kind of knew the decision was going to come the last day of the month, but apparently he's been meeting with his advisors and he is going to speak shortly. This is something that has made a lot of people, it has not been popular among Democrats. It was actually one of the things that wasn't necessarily only party lines. You had some Republicans who had students who still had, or had student loans themselves, who were like, okay, this is kind of nice. Hey, I would like to get some money off. But you did have other individuals, and we've seen Democrats on camera, you know, argue with Biden on, but wait a second, I paid off my student loans, it's not fair. And even though the Supreme Court could not necessarily rule against something because it's not fair and might screw a bunch of people out of getting money back that they just paid off for their student loans, because it was an authority issue, whenever you have a contract, if you're going to borrow from the government, the entity that oversees those contracts and can break the contract and get people out of the contracts would have to take an act of Congress. And so SCOTUS put it back on Congress to do, if that's what they want. This was very split. A lot of the decisions that have come down the last couple of days have been split. I'm still confused at how there could be such a divide. You know, you have very, very educated judges, all well-versed on constitutional law. And it seems to follow conservative, liberal, right, left. So the HEROES Act is what Biden administration cited as justification, where it allowed the president to have extra powers. This was as a result of September 11th, to allow soldiers or people that were going to, you know, go into the military to help not have to deal with their student loans. And it was the HEROES Act. Was there for a purpose. And so Biden tried to use that. Well, I don't know if Biden did, but his people thought that's what they could do so they could make good on those promises. And I think we've learned a few things. Number one is we have to be very, very careful playing with people's emotions when it comes to promising them things. You know, we promised people that if they got the COVID vaccine, they wouldn't get COVID. They did, and they were mad. A lot of people were ticked that they got COVID despite getting the vaccine. Same thing with the masks. Patients told me they were being yelled at by some of the nurses, going, it's because you didn't wear a mask, this is your fault. And they go, but honest to God, I did wear a mask. Yes, you can still get COVID despite wearing a mask, especially with some of the masks that people were wearing. They weren't in hazmat suits, for crying out loud. So here we are during a Democratic primary, and GOP during the primary, they also give promises too. And there's promises all over. But a promise was, we're going to write off student loan debt. Well, once somebody hears that, if they're naive to politicians and the rhetoric, they might think, wait a second, this is all happening. Then Biden wins the nomination and he goes, yes, I'm going to make this happen. People believe it. He's the president. There's an inherent respect people have for the commander-in-chief, the president of the United States. I think politicians need to, I don't think they're going to learn their lesson. I think they're going to keep promising stuff. But there's this, kind of notion that it's okay, let's get the votes. Let's get into office, just pass the Affordable Care Act, then we can read it and figure it out and deal with the aftermath. Just like Obamacare. Some people think Obamacare was better than sliced bread. Other people think Obamacare really put the nail in the coffin to the way healthcare was and now where healthcare is going. I told you I'm mixed. I have been sick and tired of insurance not paying for pre-existing conditions, but with the high deductibles and the high rates and the high amounts, we've lost a lot of doctors, including myself. I had to close down. No money was coming in. Patients weren't paying and the insurance wasn't paying. See, at least when patients didn't pay, you could still keep your practice open based on the insurance paying. But once the insurance said, sorry, Their deductible is $10,000. We'll only start to pay once they've spent $10,000. Well, of course they're not going to spend $10,000 in my office if I'm only seeing them once or twice a year. No money coming in. So the Affordable Care Act was a cluster and a half, not to mention it had other stuff in there that didn't even have anything to do with medicine. So we have to be careful promising things. And then you have to also be careful with the rhetoric, because you had many of the conversations people had on this were very anti-student and anti-Gen Z, anti-millennial. And I'm like, don't go after the college students. Even though, yes, many protested and asked for it, they weren't the ones that originally brought this up. And I know many students. They're like, I don't want people that couldn't afford to go to college to pay for my college. I just don't want the debt. Well, that we could handle. If you don't want the debt, we could turn to the colleges that put you in the debt. We don't have to go to the taxpayers. We could go to the colleges and say, look, you know, this person trying to get their medical degree is $500,000 in the hole. Why is that? Now, the college, and I listen, I've been a professor, I've been a student, I still work with students. I get that some, you know, me, I would rent a room, I had multiple roommates, I worked multiple jobs, but some individuals will rent a nice apartment without getting a roommate. And they'll borrow more money for that. Or they will choose a beautiful school that's overlooking the ocean and not necessarily a state school with lower rates. Well, that's on them. And I think even the students understand that. I mean, if they chose to borrow to go to a much more expensive, fancy schmancy school and chose to borrow to manage their new car they had to buy. So I bought a truck for $6,500. I got a killer deal on it. I remember the salesman said, we did this wrong. I need you to come back. Like an idiot, I came back, but I said, I'm not going to change the sale price. So they said, we just got to reword the contract or we're going to get fired. I really got a great deal. It was an Isuzu little love truck, because I needed a bed in the truck to put to move my stuff. I didn't use student loans to pay off the truck. I waited tables to pay off the truck. And I understand there's students who can't wait tables at the same time as study. I get that. I'm a freak of nature. But there are some individuals that just, you know, they're like, look, I just got to concentrate on school. So they will borrow money to pay for their car. I get it. That's what student loans are for. If you want to make something work for you, you could borrow money. If you want to buy a Tesla and you can't afford a Tesla, there's loans. If you want to buy a house and you cannot afford to buy that house straight out cash, you could borrow against the bank. It's a fascinating system that has been pretty well established. If you're going to borrow the money, it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you interest. And these are things that is probably the average college student's first dose of reality. If you're going to borrow money, you got to pay it back with interest. Credit cards. That's just the way it's always been. If this did pass, it could have opened up room for now writing off car debt, mortgage debt. But who gets that? So there has to be a better way. And as I said before, the colleges, if they want to step in and help, they could do that by giving people their money back. 1-877-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. President Biden's student debt relief plan has been struck down by the Supreme Court. Experts say this will have an impact on the economy because borrowers will soon have to start paying back the loans they signed to pay back.
That's money that's going to the student loans and not food or clothing or entertainment or whatever else they might be spending that money on.
Texas State University finance professor Bill Chittenden says we're talking about big bucks. An estimated 43 million Americans owe around $1.6 trillion in debt. Payments will be due starting in October. First Lady Jill Biden is in South Carolina today to speak to Marine graduates at the Marine Corps Recruit Depot in Parris Island. The First Lady thanking them for their service and highlighting what the administration is doing to help families in the military. Tim Berg, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one email I got was from a grandparent where her son and daughter-in-law are a little mixed on the social media attention they're giving the grandchild. And one parent is putting everything, tons of pictures and dressing them up and almost modeling the young child. The other parent is saying, can we hold off? It's not safe. And, you know, I'm not an arbitrator, and I understand people, you know, respect my opinion, but I'm mixed on this. And, you know, I had said earlier that I don't know where a lot of my baby pictures are and of my kids, and I wish I had more pictures and I have been using social media, such as Facebook, to put those pictures up there. And it's amazing because Facebook will say your memories. And I'm like, I didn't know I had this picture of them. Oh, that's wonderful that I give it to them. I go, guys, save this picture. You know, because it's when you were younger. And enjoy the moments you have with your child. But privately. And we have a lot of predators. You know, with my show, I do have stalkers. I have people that give me very odd messages and odd, and you know, it happens. And but I'm an adult. You know, I can protect myself. These young children, they don't really know what they're facing. Now that tech is so advanced, where people can figure out where the image is taken, what school they go to, what, you know, when I did take a picture with the kids, I blocked out, they did go to a private school nearby, because when somebody broke into my house and there was somebody who listened to the show, I'm like, I need the kids protected, I need the kids, you know, I need, just because I don't know if anybody's going to hurt my kids. But, you know, sometimes the shirts have a logo on them. And so you don't realize that when you're plastering everything, that predators are getting a whole boat full of information. Now, somebody could argue, Dahlia, the government already does that. And they do. Having had family members that work for the government, they do. Even if you have, it's not you who works for the government, if you have a relative that's in the government, they're studying you. So, yes, we're all being studied. But I'm hoping that nobody in the government is going to stalk your child. And sadly, we have very sick individuals. And so, you know, I have a family member. I have a family member who does not want any of their child's pictures on social media. So that's fine. And when we do take family photos, and all my friends are like, oh, I want to see the child. I want to see the child. I'm like, oh, family doesn't want it. And I get that. I respect that. Totally fine. So we put a big happy face, or we just don't post any pictures. And so, and many of you have said, you know, what does your family look like? I haven't seen your family. If they don't want the pictures up there, I'm not going to post them. They deserve that. Whoever doesn't mind being out there with me, fine. But in terms of somebody and their kids, I won't post the pictures. And so when you do have a young child, boy, girl, you do have to be careful. And you have many people speaking out. Some people speak out because if, let's say, the child has gender dysphoria and later does not want to be a boy or girl, they might not want to have a cyberspace fingerprint of them when they were the gender they didn't want to be. And so, you know, children have a choice in terms of what gets out there. They might just not understand because their mom wants the picture, their dad wants a picture up there, so they put the picture. And so, you know, we have to kind of look at why is it? You know, what's the parents' incentive for posting pictures of their children? All right. Well, one is maybe they're proud of them. Their child won an award. Now, you and I may not care that your friend's child won the good handwriting award. But people want, I guess, others to know that their child succeeded. I know, that was funny. People had asked me, you know, you never really posted much of what your kids did in school. And I go, well, you know, nobody really cares about a C grade. But then when my boys won awards and they died, yeah, I put that up there. When my son got magna cum laude and he beat me in college, oh, hell yeah, I put that all over the place. Yeah, and you know, everyone's like, you know, who's his parents? I go, I don't know. I swore he came out of my uterus. I must have swapped the baby at the hospital. I don't know, but wow. And I got to tell you, as a parent who does like to brag about my kids, You know, it is. It's nice. It's a memory that's out there. But, you know, when they're young and innocent, and you do have to be careful. So I think it does take a family discussion. Now, I get it. The in-laws, their input oftentimes can make things a little awkward. And but I think a family meeting is okay. And by the way, you know, we talk a lot about in-law problems. I have helped many families, and I've actually made suggestions to my own family. Nobody wants to listen. But there's the in-law issues don't have to be that hard. Everybody's like, oh my gosh, it's horrible with the in-laws. They get insulted. They get, I mean, it could really be that, you know, we spoke about going on trips. Sometimes you have in-laws that dominate the whole trip, and they don't realize you guys were only going to kind of meet up for a couple things. That, again, before the trip, go, hey, guys, we're going to meet up on these days, and then the rest of the days we're going to do free days and do our own thing. This way everybody has their own time, and we also have family time. Piece of cake. Well, no, I want us to spend the whole time together. That's the plan. Any questions? I mean, yeah. So maybe you do need a family meeting. But it is going to have to be the parents. The grandparents, even though they do have some say, the parents have to be the ones to, you know, make the decision. And you could say, hey, guys, you know, there's a lot of issues of we're finding out about there's predators, there's stalkers. There's also mental health illness when kids can't get their pictures off the internet that they don't want later. And so what do we do? What's the best way to go about it? We're in a social media world. As grandparents, we're kind of new to this. But we're hearing that there are kids that when they grow up, they can't get these other images off. And we have little Mary, little Johnny. Now, I notice we're putting a lot of pictures online. I think they're adorable pictures. I think they're, you know, but let's have a conversation about it. Now, maybe some parents do want that child to be the next Margot Robbie, or the next, I don't know, Joe Jonas, or they want their kids to be famous. Okay, that's always a whole other issue when you have, you know, backstage parents that are, and you know, the kids go, yeah I want it. Did they really want it? And that's a whole another topic. And I know some grandparents want to intervene and they want to help, and that's always it's tricky. But, you know, the JonBenet Ramsey case, you know, really kind of, I think, made a lot of us Gen Xers rethink, you know, putting girls in makeup and making them look like adult beauty queens. It just kind of scared us a little bit. And so, but, you know, the family has to communicate. It's the best way to do it. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So every few months, we get some sort of ranking on the best places to live. So we have another ranking right now from livability.com on the 100 best places to live in America. Johns Creek in Georgia and Flower Mound in Texas, ranked number one, number two, and Carmel in Indiana. Now, that was based on the cost of living. The South and the Midwest also topped a lot of the ratings. And there were a combination of factors involved in this ranking, including house prices, wages, school, and the environment. Now, the cities that were considered were those with populations between 75,000 and 500,000. So New York and L.A. wouldn't make the cut because they weren't in that pool. They got millions of people. So I don't think Las Vegas is mentioned in it either, because Las Vegas is over... I remember it almost hit the 2 million mark, then it went down. I think we're about 1.8 million. So Livability released its yearly list. And it's an interesting time right now because many people do not feel like they're better off. They don't know if they'll ever be better off based on what the economy is going to look like or jobs are going to look like with AI and everything else going on. But Johns Creek, who has a population of 82,493 in a beautiful, beautiful Georgia, got the hot spot because of its modern amenities, community spirit, and natural beauty. How much does it cost to live there? Median home value was $453,747. But they have health care, high-paying jobs, good medical care. It's a suburb of Atlanta. And good safety, tight-knit community, and very animal-friendly. That's interesting. Flower Mound, Texas. Flower Mound, Texas has a population of 81,000. To live there, a house costs on average $423,600. A lot of fishing, hiking, biking trails. Safety is still pretty good. Overall score, pretty high. Carmel, Indiana. They have a population of 103,000. It's north of Indianapolis. Very high safety scores. A lot of cultural activities. It costs on average for a house $388,578. Broomfield, Colorado, made number four. They have the Rocky Mountains landscaping around it. They are between Boulder and Denver. Their average cost of a home is about half a mil, $491,000. Of course, it attracts a lot of ski lovers, hikers, people with outdoor. Many of you have said you want to live in Denver and Colorado, but the altitude gets you. You can acclimate. You can acclimate. I've never lived there or been there. I've only been through the hub of Denver. I don't think I've ever actually, I've wanted to. It's definitely on my list. Colorado is supposed to be amazing. Oregon, too. I haven't been to Oregon yet, which I really want to go to. Sugarland, Texas. Sugarland, Texas. That is, I've heard so many good things about that place, too. 118,000 residents, pretty safe, diverse communities, highly educated. Median house price is $361,900. Cary, North Carolina, made number six. Average housing price, $438,000. Overland Park, Texas. I've been to Overland Park. Boy, have they been happy because the Chiefs. They're home to 200,000 people. It is a part of Kansas City, suburb of Kansas City. Average cost of a home is $353,000. And mind you, I'm shocked by this price also. I mean, I got two sons. They couldn't afford to find roommates to pay for a house like that. It's still expensive. Fishers, Indiana, gorgeous city as well. Average price to live, $331,000. Number nine is Naperville, Illinois. Interesting how these Midwest cities are dominating. It is a suburb of Chicago. Average home price, $438,000. And Troy, Michigan, rounding out the top ten. 87,000 people. Average home price, $352,000. So, you know, of the top 100 list, number 100 was Fayetteville, Arkansas. Missoula, Montana came in number 99. Wichita, Kansas, 98. Knoxville, Tennessee. Provo, Utah. And then Peoria, Illinois, 95. Reno, Nevada. I love Reno. Average home price is now up to $461,000. It's a lot. Henderson, Nevada, which is a suburb of Las Vegas. Average home price about $400,000, $397,000. You know, these are fascinating communities. Omaha made the list, and Omaha average home price is $226,000. Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, $221,000. So we do have some average home prices in the $200,000s. In fact, Amarillo, Texas, $166,000 average price for the home. Wichita, Kansas, $170,000. But the majority of these places, $400,000 homes. Now, I'm nervous about that. We definitely have a problem where if you want to live in a small community in a... Now, mind you, I'm sure there's a lot of small towns where the homes are cheaper. But this is expensive. And so, you know, when these younger generations, I think there's a... study looking at what Gen Xers and Millennials and Gen Zers need, you know, to support themselves. You know, yeah, the average salary needed now, I think Gen Zs think they need $171,000 a year to feel financially healthy. Baby boomers said they just need about $78,000 a year. Now, mind you, if you had an $80,000 a year job in the 80s, that was pretty damn good. Now, it's almost near poverty. What the hell's going on here? We do not have jobs to give every Gen Zer $171,000. Now, what many people have been doing is working multiple jobs from home. In fact, I think there was one guy that was working four full-time jobs from home. Got caught, got fired, I think by most of them. But, you know, because some of you are asking, what kind of jobs pay $171,000? Where can you find that job? That's better than what some PAs and nurse practitioners make. How could you? Well, it might also be that they're having two or three jobs. And I've told you guys this. If you could have multiple revenue streams, whether it's two part-time jobs versus one full-time job, mind you, the full-time job that gives you the benefits is fantastic. But if something happens to that job, you're stuck. And I like the idea of having, to hedge your bets or not have all your eggs in one basket. And so working for multiple companies, whether it's part-time, you know, I don't want you to lie to anybody. There have been people that have been outright lying. And they get double benefits, they get double 401k, and I told you, one of the reasons why some people don't want to come back to work, it's not the safety, it's not the commute, it's not that they're comfortable with their dog, which are all valid reasons, which a lot of people have, but it's because they're working a second job on the side, and they can't do that if they have to come back in the office. And that's why you're having a lot of employers say, we need you back. It's costing us, for your $110,000 salary, almost $150,000 based on benefits, insurance. We want to know you're actually working for us. And employers like, you got to come back. And it stinks because in order to be able to make that extra money, you know, but I get it. I get it. So, you know, I love where I live. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm really happy. It's going to get hot, though. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline.
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.